Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike to tell you along with the legendary Herb Dollar here at Acme Oyster House on Perkins Road. Come on by and visit us. Man, they got great food and drink specials here. Herb and I will be here until 4:45 this afternoon. Also want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction.
Right.
Map Built, Bill Beyond.
Bill Beyond.
This is our Eyes on the Opponent segment we do each and every week, and it's brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health Systems, focused on patient care. On our phone lines from the Gamecock Central, Kevin Miller, who covers the South Carolina Gamecocks. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, Mike, Herb, thanks for having me on today.
Yes, sir.
Kevin, one of the things with this game is, I was talking to Herb about this last year. You were like, man, if I'm South Carolina, how the hell I lost this game? You know, because it looked
That's
as
right.
though Herb and I, we hear, because we had to do post game because it was an early
That's
show.
Right.
We here watching, it was like, how did LSU win this game? You had a missed field goal at the end, had an interception
That's right.
that was brought back, a roughing the passer situation. Which you want to say, maybe some questionable calls in that game.
If you're
a South Carolina fan, you might say that there was some questionable calls in that. But, man, South Carolina, they ran the football up and down the field against LSU virtually for three quarters, still ended up losing. And, man, you wonder if they win that game, that gets you to double digits. And maybe a spot.
Yeah, I think that game goes a little bit differently, and South Carolina's in the 12-team field last year, and who knows how that could have, you know, affected this offseason.
Look at, you know, so many losses, and every team goes through it.
Mm-hmm.
You got some young receivers now. Nick Harbor, I think, is a little better receiver. Now, athletically, he's off the charts good, but sometimes he doesn't catch the ball well. Had some young receivers here. Offensive line, Lenoris is having to do a lot more running around. Not say running the ball, because other than the last game, he really didn't do a lot of that.
Nope.
Isn't the big loss from a year ago Rocket Sanders at running back?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a loss, because not only was Rocket Sanders a load at 220 pounds, he was also a guy who could really just outrun the defense, like we saw against LSU last season. Rocket Sanders had the long touchdown, and he was a really good receiver out of the backfield, and he was solid in pass protection, and South Carolina hasn't necessarily gotten that same level of production from that position this year. Some of it's because the offensive line has, you know, frankly, just not performed well at all. But some of it I do put on the running back position. So, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Rocket Sanders was a big loss.
Man, we appreciate y'all sending the Saints Torricelli Simpkins, because that dude can play pretty good. He came in here as an undrafted free agent. Nobody gave him a shot.
Nope.
Okay, two games into game one of preseason, they have the guard go down, and then they start swinging people around. Next thing you know, he's starting at center. They thought he would play guard. Instead, he started at center, and he played every play but the first two. And we all thought we'd see him at guard because that's how he had practiced in the, leading up at the training camp. But Simpkins has been one hell of a football player here for the Saints.
Yeah, and he's a guy that when you watch him play, he plays with a mean streak, and that's what you want from an offensive lineman, right? He's not a nice guy between the lines. It probably doesn't hurt that he's used to blocking for Spencer Rattler, and so he gets a chance to do that again. But it's been fun to watch those two guys performing well for the Saints, because they're not just good football players, they're good people.
Nick Harbor, for people maybe haven't watched a lot of South Carolina, kind of give us a little bit of his background. Certainly a big track background there, tremendous athlete. You'd love to see some consistency with him as a receiver, but kind of a little bit of his background and his growth as a wideout.
Sure, thinking of Harbor as a guy out of high school, was a five-star prospect, but he wasn't a five-star wide receiver. Right? He was primarily an edge player, just rushing the passer, who transitioned into sort of a flex tight end role in high school. So when he arrived at South Carolina playing wide receiver, that was his first time doing it. And his first year especially, he wasn't ready. Last year there were some flashes. This year has been a little bit better. He's smoother as a route runner. His hands are a little bit better. And what I think you've really seen is that he's more comfortable in knowing what he's supposed to do on the field. Now, you mentioned there's been some inconsistencies, and we've seen that. You've seen times where he's had to kind of catch the ball with his body, or we've seen times where he's been unable to shake a defensive back, because though he's extremely fast in a straight line, he's not necessarily the shiftiest guy. So if he can put it together from a consistency standpoint, I think you're talking about a guy that's going to have NFL scouts absolutely salivating, but we haven't seen that level of play on a week-in, week-out basis from him yet.
Kevin, you know, it's for LSU, it's been 2 weeks after a loss that was really tough. For South Carolina coming in, it's been 365 days, if you will, from the last time that these two teams played. And South Carolina is probably thinking they should be in a better position than when it comes to their record right now. Mm-hmm. What's been the talk around the town? What's been the talk about South Carolina football as the state right now? And also going into this game, you know, do they think that LSU is at a position right now where they really can take them out? Or do they think they're still like this invincible team, if you want to call it that, that was the team after week one? What's the consensus on that?
Yeah, I think South Carolina has a fair amount of fans who are, I don't want to say negative right now, but there is some angst within the fan base. There's some frustration with the offensive struggles, you know, especially with the offensive line, because that's an issue that has popped up year after year. And I think South Carolina fans look at the Vanderbilt contest and they can reason it away a little bit by saying, oh, well, Lenore Sellers got hurt, but they got blown out. And then against Missouri, you look at it and you're like, oh, well, you're pretty close, would have had a chance to win late if a field goal got missed, but you still lost, even though Lenore Sellers throws for 300 yards and the receivers have a good day. So I think there's a pretty high level of consternation, if you will, right now amongst the fan base. Though I will say the fact that the team in the upstate, the Clemson Tigers, the rivals, are struggling even more, I think softens that blow a little bit. And as you head into a game against a good team in LSU, it's not a team that is invincible, as you have said. It's not, you know, 2019 where you look at that team and you're like, there's no beating them. There are weaknesses. So I do think there is some hope within the fan base as well. But I don't know how widespread that is at this time.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Number six, Dylan Stewart. He's everything that he was built up to be coming out of high school. I've had people during the week ask me, compare him to Jadeveon Clowney. Well, Clowney was much more of a power player to
me.
Where Dylan, man, it's his speed, his quickness. He's a real good technician in being able to get low and then cut that corner. And then it doesn't take long for him to get from point A to point B. And he gets after the quarterback extremely well. He's a very instinctive football player. You can see that on tape. And now, with graduation, when you lose five guys that go into the pros, you're going to get a lot more attention from opposing offenses, which means you're going to get a hat and a hat.
That's right.
And sometime a third hat trying to block you from that. I think a guy has played 18 games and has 17 and a half sacks, 17 and a half tackles for losses, 10 sacks, 5 forced fumbles. Man, he's damn good is all I can tell you.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, he is. There's no doubt. And he's a guy who he's got some special bend. Like, he comes around the end and he's coming and it looks like it's impossible for him to actually bend back towards the quarterback because he's moving so fast, but all of a sudden he does and he doesn't lose a step. He doesn't lose his balance. That's something that, you know, can't really be taught. That's that natural athleticism, that natural pass rush juice. He's definitely got it. And he's a guy that when he gets to the quarterback or gets to the running back, he has ill intentions, man. He will absolutely light a guy up. I don't know if you guys were able to see during the Kentucky game, he had a big sack. And later on, kind of a backyard type lateral style play that Kentucky ran, absolutely blew up the ball carrier. He's a guy that, I mean, he's special whenever he has an opportunity to make a play.
The secondary, because if LSU has a strength, I think it's certainly at wide receiver on offenses. It's not along the offensive line. How do you think this will match up? Because I think if Nussmeier can get the time, and we don't know how his health is, but if he has enough time to throw the football, this would seemingly be a team that I think they can make some yardage against versus the pass. Now, again, they've given up some big running plays too, but I do think that LSU's strength is certainly at the wide receiver tight end spot. How do you think they'll match up from a secondary standpoint?
Yeah, and that's a great question. I mean, South Carolina has a little bit of some health concerns in the secondary. Judge Collier, starting corner, hasn't played at full speed since week one. He played a little bit against Kentucky just to get his feet wet, but he's supposed to be full go for the game tonight. He's probably coming into the year your number one option. And then transfer portal addition Brandon Cisse is a guy who's had a good season. He's a really good tackler, but he has gotten beat for a couple of 50-50 balls down the field this season. And if Nussmeier is able to drive the ball down the field, I think that's where LSU might be able to take advantage, you know, with guys like Hilton and Brown and even the big tight end Green. You know, those guys are athletic freaks, really. and they can make plays down the field. South Carolina has a really good nickelback, Jalen Kilgore, who sometimes might line up at safety. And I think that there's going to be a lot of testing of that secondary. You know, Torian Gray, position coach, always puts a good unit on the field, but it's not one that is great. It's not one that has an overwhelming amount of talent. So, you know, if LSU is able to push the ball down the field, if Nussmeier's body will allow him to do that, there will be plays available to the LSU offense, because what hasn't happened this year is that South Carolina has not gotten beat for long, methodical drives with a bunch of short games. Where South Carolina's gotten beat is they've given up big plays, like you mentioned. And that will be available to LSU tonight if Nussmeier can make the throws.
Okay, it's named Bima Ball for a reason. And Shane's dad, man, he was something special on special teams play at Virginia Tech. Is that something, you know, and I think there are elements there with Shane, too. He wants that a big part. I wouldn't be surprised sometime tonight you see a fake or them to go all out after the punter for a block punt. Something in that range, because that's sort of part of Shane's DNA as a coach, inheriting that a lot from his dad.
Yeah, no doubt about that at all. The Beamer Ball moniker has been passed down a generation, that's for sure. Punt returner Vakari Swain leads the nation with 3 touchdown returns on the year. And he's had another return that he was 1 block away from making that number 4. And he's electric with the ball in his hands. And South Carolina has an excellent blocking unit on punts. Like they do a really good job of getting their bodies in between opposing coverage teams and their return man. But they've also got a blocked punt. One of them actually that Swain took back for a touchdown came off of a block. You know, South Carolina has leads the nation since Shane Beamer has come to Columbia to be the head coach, leads the nation in total block kicks. They are very comfortable faking. They even ran a fake against Kentucky. So it would not surprise me at all to see that, especially in a game that I think LSU holds the talent advantage. It would not surprise me to see South Carolina try to gain a little bit of extra when the offense gets bogged down by running a fake.
Have they used a lot of silent count? Because you know it's going to be loud. Now, the loud is if LSU goes 3 and out and the booing for the offense,
it might be
on the other side, so to speak. But the one thing, you know, we've heard from so many opposing coaches, Herb played in that environment also, that, man, it is loud in Tiger Stadium because that noise almost goes straight down. Of how much emphasis maybe into the silent count or doing something real quick, because if LSU's defense has played like they have in other games, I think it's going to give South Carolina some trouble with the snap counting. You see guys jumping off sides or illegal procedure. You name it. It has hurt other teams when they've come down here to play in Death Valley.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something to watch tonight. South Carolina has really struggled with pre-snap penalties on the offensive line this year, and they have not played in an environment like Tiger Stadium. You know, their only true road game of the year so far has been at Missouri, and no offense to Missouri fans, but that environment does not look the same as LSU. It does not look the same as Death Valley at night. So if South Carolina struggles again with those pre-snap penalties, they're going to be in trouble. They had 14 penalties against Missouri, and ultimately you can look back at that, argue that that's why they lost the game. If that happens, they won't have a chance against LSU tonight. I know this week they've been pumping in crowd noise at practice, and they've been pumping it to the max. So I have to imagine that means they're also practicing silent counts, quick snaps, things of that nature, just like you mentioned, because if you don't, you're not going to be able to hear. That place is crazy. LSU has great fans. And I think it'll be a great environment tonight. South Carolina's going to have to not just fight against the 11 Tigers on the field, but the 100,000 Tigers in the stands, too.
Right. Kevin, I'm shocked the game was that close. You got 14 penalties in a game. Woo-wee. Man, that's a lot of penalties. Wow.
Yeah, and those are just the ones that got accepted. There were 2 more that were fun.
Man, that's shocking to me that game was as close as it was when you have that many penalties called against you. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon on our Tiger Tailgating Show. Always appreciate it, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, that was our Inside the Tiger Den, brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health Systems. Hey, focused on patient care. I want to thank Greg Stock and the crew there at Thibodeau Regional Health System. Do a great job on the bayou. We'll be back here with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.